had we intervened and done something to contain this danger, we could have saved the situation, but in our distress with Alta, we created the destruction. Do you understand this? Steve, was it then a natural cataclysm? Are we saying that natural cataclysm was the means? Tom, it was brought about by experimentations in hydrogen. Is not hydrogen within your oceans? Steve, I see. The experimentation was done by the Altis? Is that correct? Tom, yes. Guest, you mentioned that the Atlanteans used hydrogen technology. Was this a weapons technology, or some other technology which became harmful? Tom, you understand that means water? It was not for destruction of others, but it was not totally understood, and what was a dangerous means that then could have created a chain reaction, because all oceans and atmosphere and lands contain water. Guest, is this connected with what nowadays we call heavy water? Tom, yes. Guest, and were they seeking to generate energy or? Tom, it was curiosity about elements on planet Earth, attempting to understand, being fearless without sense. Therefore the porpoises are souls, and the big, humpback, whales that nurse their youth, were citizens of Atlantis. Also there are now returning many citizens of Atlantis and Mu for helping planet Earth at this time, to fulfill what it was created for and to be in service. Many have memory. Those in the sea are those who were not sure that they could move in an upright position and not contaminate. Therefore they knew that by choosing the sea they could do no harm, and they enjoy mating joyfully. Guest, now there is some confusion about the end of Atlantis, because you said once that it ended by natural processes, which I assume are the rising of the ocean levels at the end of the Ice Age, but also you have talked about your anger and the sudden, Tom, the end of the Ice Age came about because of our disturbance. You understand that if you are in anger, and you are from us, that your energy has power? Also that if you are not from us, your energy also has power? And as I have said, it was not so much anger as it was despair. It was a chain reaction. The Atlanteans caused storms on the planet that they did not understand. They created their own demise, for interfering in the nature of evolutionary development. John, some of these problematical characteristics are reappearing now, both in terms of destruction of the planet and our tampering with genetic engineering. Tom, that is exactness, yes. Guest, was Alta himself present through the period of the Atlantean culture? Tom, that was not possible. He is the head of Alta. It was an exercise for those civilizations to understand what humanness had to endure. You understand? I say. Understand. Too often. John, I'm wondering if we could have an exact date of the final submergence of Atlantis. And did this happen in a very short period of time or? Tom, it happened overnight. You must understand that when we speak of that time we are distressed. You humans have no recollection, and we do. If there could be a thing that would disturb the Council of Nine, it is that. There were those that, you would say, came in sheep's clothing but were wolves. It was our oversight. We perhaps underestimated the influence of those who would like our position, who were never in a position to have it. Do you understand? Guest, you have mentioned how at the end of Atlantis, people went to Egypt and to Er, carrying with them much that they knew. I also wish to ask about other parts, including Central America, the Olmecs, Mayans and Aztecs, and also the ancient megalithic cultures of Northwest Europe, including Britain. Tom, that is correct. Including those you identify as the Helms. From Troy. Guest, the Hellenistic peoples of Greece and the Mediterranean? Tom, that is correct. You know that in the dispersion and the dramaticness when Atlantis had fallen, there were civilizations building in 8000 BC in Crete. There are those also in the regions of Middle Asia and the arena that is Israel, Jordan. Also in the regions of the Saddam? Guest, Iraq? Tom, yes. Guest, what about Central Asia? Tom, also in portions of China, of India, in regions of Tibet. Guest, and the Americas? Tom, They were colonized also from regions of Israel. Did you not have Phoenicians, and they merged with Aboriginals? Guest, in the Americas? With regards to that, do you have any other information about ancient visitors to the Americas? Tom, it was colonized by the Phoenicians. Guest, I see. Can we just review the sequence of events in the history of Atlantis, then? Tom, you are attempting to arrange a chronologicalness. Is it not perhaps more useful to bring out the purpose? John, what you're saying here is that different civilizations, when they have these seedings, they were bringing different qualities, appropriate and necessary for human beings. Tom, and for planet Earth. There cannot be derived a full picture. Proportions of the mosaic would not be understood. Yes. 12. Ancient Egypt. Egypt, from the Nine's perspective, would appear to have been born out of the demise of the Altean venture. For humankind, Egypt, together with Sumer, remained fascinating examples of high civilizations which suddenly appeared in the region around the middle of the 4th millennium BC. It is speculation that such a body of knowledge that both Egypt and Sumer possessed was taught to them, rather than developed by them. This chapter is full of astonishing, sometimes controversial information. Reading with care and patience would be beneficial. There is more than meets the eye in many of the sentences. Andrew, is it true, according to Platonic legend, that some of the Atlanteans then brought the desirable elements of the Atlantean civilization to Egypt? For example, I am very curious about the legend of Horus and the winged disc, in which he would appear in what was called a flying disc. Tom, he arrived in a spacecraft. Remember that he was not birthed. In that time he went all over in what you would call a spacecraft. The Altians were masters of that. And then they went beyond spacecraft and in their mind they learned how to travel without a craft. Horus, Tuti, Isis and other leaders taught them. Andrew, what were the arrangements whereby Tuti and Isis and Horus came together in Egypt to start a new civilization? Tom, they all came simultaneously. Do you understand that they were able to be in different places at one time? Horus came to Egypt and Isis went to Ur? And others were in other places, but they also could be simultaneously together in each place. Andrew, I see. They were interchangeable, how very interesting. Now, many historians have noted the similarity of the cultures of Ur and Egypt. Other people have noticed that there was a similarity also with the Chinese culture. Tom, that is correct. They were founded by the same people. Andrew, and who is involved in China? Tom, the one who had been in the place near South America. Each of them was able to be simultaneously in any place. Andrew, I see. And what other places on Earth were simultaneously being developed at that time? Tom, it was only the three places, and it was from these three that advanced culture then spread all around the globe. John, I'm very interested in the Great Pyramid and its meaning. Tom, it was the Sphinx that had more to do with the beginning of Egypt. When the day arrives when there is understanding upon the planet, and when the arrival of other civilizations happens, to help the planet, then that will be the day when the full secrets of what you ask will be given. In 1976 Andrew had asked several questions about the pyramids which Tom did answer. Andrew, we have some questions about the Great Pyramid. Could you tell us who first built it? Tom, it was in conjunction, Huva, Ashan, Alta, and also the civilization of Myrex. It was four civilizations that raised it. When you ask who built it, you are speaking of the 24 civilizations. Andrew, does that mean that humans did not have any part in the building? Tom, they had a great part in the building. The engineering, the programming was done by the four civilizations. The attempting to transfer and transmit the knowledge came from the civilizations. Stonehenge also came from the civilizations. Yes. Andrew, and can you give us the dates when the Great Pyramid was started and when it was completed? Tom, the Great Pyramid, and there were others that were of similar nature, was begun in a time before the destruction of Alta. It was begun approximately 150 years before the destruction of Alta. 13,000 of your years ago, in the colony in which it had been begun. Then, approximately 7,000 years ago, additions were made and then it was completed. Andrew, was it originally of a flat-top structure, and then completed as a pyramid, or was it designed originally as a pyramid? Tom, it was originally designed to be a triangle. It was not completed though for a great length of time. It took, from the beginning until completion, because of destruction and changes, 6,000 years. Andrew, I see. I climbed into a very secret part of the Great Pyramid, the chambers above the King's Chamber, and found and photographed the signature of the Pharaoh Khufu, Cheops. Was he the one who completed that particular part of the structure? Tom, it was completed before. The understanding came to him. Andrew, you mean the understanding of what a pyramid is about? Tom, yes. Khufu was the reincarnation of the hawk. Andrew, and when did he live? What was the year? Tom, Alta has said it was 6,257 years before the Nazarene. Andrew, yes, thank you. And could you tell us, in whatever way you wish, what the purpose was for building the pyramid, and what is its inner secret that people are so concerned about? Tom, partly, it is regeneration of cells. It channels the energy from the civilizations. The Great Pyramid, and other pyramids, spiral an energy upward. But also the civilizations bring energy into planet Earth through the pyramids. In the chambers of the pyramids, there are areas which are, what you would call rejuvenation chambers. They do preservation of cells. There is more to them, but of this we cannot speak at this time. John, yes. The other two pyramids beside the Great Pyramid, they are from much later? From what date are they? Tom, they came approximately 1,500 to 2,000 years after the completion. Andrew, when was the legendary Tower of Babel? Tom, that was in Ur. After the destruction of Atlantis, Ur was a colony from Atlantis. Its existence was within 200 years of the existence of Pharaoh Khufu. Its destruction was 3,000 years later. Yes. In 1991 Tom answered some more questions about the pyramid. Miki, some years ago I asked you when would be the time that you would reveal the secret of the pyramids. So today I ask again whether you can reveal the secret of the pyramids. Tom, the answer comes at this time. Your circulations, John, crop circles. Do you mean? Tom, yes. Upon this planet Earth in relationship to you, in arrangement for your planet Earth, and the maintenance of rotation. The pyramid energy was purposeful in emitting energy for what was circulating about your planet Earth. Once the pyramid contained upon it elements of crystal that emanated an energy outward. The crystal was removed by humankind in their non-thinking mode of operation. In that removal they created a difficulty for the generation of necessary energy for its purpose. Is that clear? David, when you said about the energy of circulation of the Earth, what does that mean? Tom, have not there visited upon planet Earth? Now in recent time, those rings? David, yes. Crop circles. John? There are further questions about how the pyramids were built, and were they built principally by people from other civilizations with the help of people from planet Earth, or was it done entirely by other civilizations? Tom, peoples of planet Earth were of marginal importance in understanding the formula for creating this structure. When humankind, is there a word debased? John, yes, when humankind debased. Tom. Through non-understanding the purpose of its interactions, much of the memory was closeted. John, yes. One other subject, relating to that, the pyramids in Mexico, were they built for the same purpose and in the same way, or were they human attempts to copy? Tom, there were some created for the observation of those they call gods, to help them come to create an energy field that released sound and color waves upon planet Earth, and there were, how you say, I know not how. There is in your native beings the desire to bring blessings from the heavens, and so the people then create what they believe will bring it down. Guest, a number of people I know are going to the Great Pyramid to see if they can contribute to opening up its energy. Is this the correct time to do that?
Tom, they may open the door portion, but if it were open more it would amount to a flooding of energy, and humankind would not comprehend completely.
Guest, I understand also. I would like some clarification on how the great blocks of stone were placed in the Great Pyramid.
It is my feeling that it was through the use of crystals that the stones were able to be placed on the pyramid.
Tom, it was with the benefit of crystal, with the benefit of vocal sound tuned to crystal, with the sound of Om. Do you understand?
Guest,
yes. I had a vision of a being sort of on top of the stone, and under someone's command and direction the stone was lifted and placed into place by this system. Is this correct?
Tom, yes. However, there were many voices.
On March 22, 1993, researchers announced the discovery of an arrow shaft, so small that they had to use a remote-controlled camera to explore it. The shaft was closed off by a secret door.
Andrew, how much of the knowledge from Atlantis was given to the early Egyptians?
Tom, it was given to the early Egyptians, including the knowledge of medicine, with the exception of the knowledge of what could be done with the sex organs. Also, you must understand that the primitive people with whom they worked in the land of Egypt were a very fearful people, because of their simplicity and their unconscious recollection of the destruction, and so they built upon their belief structure a great system of worship. Also, they worshipped those that were not of such a good nature. They chose not to mention this, and made them look good, out of fear of being harmed.
Andrew, so, for example, Isis was, as I understand it, seen as the consort of Ra, who was one of those not so good ones of whom we are talking.
Tom, this is true.
Andrew, and Horus was seen as the son of Ra and Isis.
So, my question is, where does the Hathor goddess figure come in? Because she seems so much like Isis to us in many ways.
Tom, the goddess Hathor was a goddess of the night, what you would call a lady of the night.
She was a lady that was a consort of all the gods. She was a lady of the evening. You have ladies of the evening in this nation in which you exist.
It is the same.
Andrew, then how did she become identified in literature as being the wife of Horus?
Tom, she was the wife, but of all the gods, she was given a position by the people because she was powerful and because she could control their gods, and there was fear that if they did not worship, there would then be destruction.
Andrew, and then there was Sekhmet, a fire goddess. How did Sekhmet, as another feline, relate to Isis and Hathor?
These functions are very hard for us.
Tom, they were actually sisters.
Andrew, I see.
And Nephthys, housekeeper to Osiris and friend of the dead, was she in the same category?
Tom, it was only the goddess Hathor that controlled the rest, or attempted to.
When people did not listen, then she controlled the gods. It is difficult to explain because you do not understand what was brought from the Altean Age.
Andrew, yes, I was going to ask whether Hathor came from the Altean Age, or whether she came from Ultima, or who or where.
What's her origin?
Tom, she was not from Ultima, but her knowledge was. It was her knowledge of the physical control of others. She came from a species that has been a species for most of existence, because it was a mingling of all of the civilizations of the universe. They have the strongest desires for goodness, but also the strongest of physical desires in all the universe.
Andrew, well? Is she a member of the opposition or?
We don't quite understand these things.
Tom, she had all the goodness and all the desires.
It is two beings.
John, it's a total mixture of both.
Tom, it may be used by the others, as it may be used by us.
It is a sacrifice. It is temptation. Do you understand?
Andrew, that became kind of law in the universe.
Tom, how else could we weed out the physical desires of people and beings and species?
If you be trapped in desire, and it sucks you dry, then you are lost.
Is that not true? We speak here to those that exist on this planet.
Andrew, now I understand,
yes.
Okay. And that is her function?
Tom, of the goddess Hathor?
It has been always. All the days? Andrew, there is an Indian goddess who is perhaps more appropriate, who is called Shiva. Tom, it is always one and the same.
Andrew, but Shiva is more clearly spelled out in our literature.
Athar is a mysterious figure.
Tom, do you understand why?
Because in Egypt, they wanted to placate Hathor, in their minds, so they could believe she would only help them. Thus they made her the wife of the gods.
Andrew, thank you for all these things.
John, I would like to run through the sequence of transference of civilization after the downfall of Atlantis.
You told us, I believe, that the Sumerian was the first civilization thereafter, but I am trying to arrange in order the Greek, the Chinese, the Egyptian, and the Sumerian civilizations and their periods after Atlantis.
Tom, at the time of the destruction of Atlantis, there were colonies. There was first Sumer. There was secondly China. There were meetings at times between the two. Do you understand? There was also Egypt. At that time, the Greek culture came last, after the Egyptian.
It was not simultaneous with Ur and Egypt.
John, yes. The Greeks retained the Atlantean legends more than the others, it appears.
Is that correct?
Tom, it is truth.
Because of the channeling through Plato.
Plato was given impressions which prodded his mind, to ring bells in the head.
John, yes.
When you say the channeling of Plato, I have heard that Socrates was the channel and Plato was the one who recorded it. Is that correct?
Tom, it was Socrates, but it was the interpretation of Plato which was important.
If the full information were given in detail, it would lead to confusion and misunderstanding.
But by giving pieces, through assimilation of these pieces, and further research and discussion, the knowledge is gained?
John, and the man-animal figures of both Greek and Egyptian cosmology?
Tom, they came from Atlantis.
John, that is the experimentation?
Tom, yes.
John, in the time of the first Greek civilization, were there any visits at all by the higher civilizations?
Tom, yes.
The gods.
John, well, I understood that the Greek mythology that we have was from an earlier time.
Tom, from Egypt. And from Atlantis. But you understand that Greece also had the visitations from Alta?
John, I didn't know that.
What form did that take?
Was that in space vehicles?
Tom, if people had the knowledge of a flame, it came as a flame.
Steve, I'd like to know about mythological characters such as Mercury, Apollo, Diana and such. Were these actually physically existent beings on the Earth at some time, or are they, as Jung says, archetypes of the unconscious?
Tom, they were physical beings.
But archetypal.
Steve, in my investigations of correspondences with your communications I have come upon the Gnostic philosophers, a group of thinkers in the early Christian period. And it seems that many of their ideas correspond to ideas in the communications, particularly the Nemeans, which I understand has been used for reference to the Nine. Are these correspondences correct?
Tom, yes.
Steve, the Nemeans refers to the Nine?
Tom, that I am the spokesman for, yes.
Steve, and so, these revelations, when they appear in the Gnostic literature, are previously channeled.
Tom, interrupts?
Yes.
Steve, communications, and are correct?
Tom, yes.
The knowledge was given to a few. As the knowledge of this time is given to a few. In that time it was for only a few, but now the exception being that in this time it must be given to the masses.
It is a point of reference for validation.
Steve, yes, I found these correspondences very impressive.
Tom, much truth was destroyed to keep the masses in control.
Steve, you're speaking presumably of the religions, the church is suppressing the Gnostic revelation.
Tom, people and organizations of government and religion do not suppress anything unless it is a threat to them or it is a truth.
Is that not so?
And then later, referring to the demise of civilizations, Tom said, there was the collapse of the first arrival in Exit, and then there was the collapse of what you call Atlantis, and then the collapse of Egypt, and then if you continue there was the collapse of many of Earth's civilizations.
Have you now discovered why they have all collapsed?
Andrew, well, presumably it has been when desire has overcome the higher evolutionary movement of the soul. Is that not so?
Tom, that is part of the truth, but also around 11,000 BC, going back to the time of Atlantis, the other group of beings that were colonized were then mingled with those of Hova. That was the beginning of what you call the Hebrew culture.
Andrew, oh? That far back, I see. And would that have started not in Atlantis but in Ur? Or am I wrong in that assumption?
Did they start before the period of Ur?
Tom, they were before the period of Ur.
Andrew, and who was the leader of this Hebrew colony?
Tom, it was the four generations of Abraham.
John, so the beginnings of the Hebrew culture were a mixture of Huvites and these other beings, and this accounts for the characteristics of the Jewish people?
Tom, yes.
John, I thought that there were no survivors of Atlantis?
Tom, no. There were colonies that were not destroyed.
Andrew, I thought they went on to be dolphins.
Tom, those that were destroyed, that were not in error, became dolphins.
Andrew, that's beautiful.
John, and those that were in error, were their souls annihilated at that time?
What happened?
Tom, how can you annihilate a soul?
You can only pray and hope for it. Four vital links in the chain.
13. Uvid branchings. Hebrew roots and the crescent. Exploring the connections between the Huvites and the Ishmaels in the Middle East in relation to these matters, this chapter is of vital importance to our understanding of the planet and our contribution to the universe. While reading, it would be well to remember Tom's observation that before you criticize the Huvites, reflect that you might well have Huvian genes yourself.
Irene, please tell us of the sons of heaven marrying the daughters of earth.
Tom, you know that in the word book, the Bible, utilized upon planet Earth, there is an essence of truth, and a great deal of human corruption, but keeping humankind in bondage. You know also that the Huvids and other civilizations came to this planet Earth for colonization, and for the preparation of planet Earth. Also, upon this planet Earth there were those beings that existed and emerged from the essence of the Earth. Then those of the Huvid and other civilizations, what on the Earth they call gods, or sons of the gods, merged with the daughters of humanity. This is why all humankind looks to the heavens as the source of their beginning. For they were derived from the heavens, and also there were some civilizations or sub-civilizations that were able to come for the impregnation of women of humankind, and to set their stream. And in the time of Exitha, a hawk came, and then the Huvids were chosen for the implantation of individuality and determination, and perhaps an ingredient of tenacity. And over time we saw those elements become stronger, at times to the point of corrupting the beneficial qualities of tenacity, determination and individuality. Then came the Nazarene, who is the head of Hova, in order to soften the individualism. It was a great necessity, but we do not remove individualism or free will. But we needed to expand compassion, for in the need for survival, compassion was not developed. Compassion is now an element of development.
Irene, but this question of compassion goes back to before Abraham, it goes back to the garden, to Exit.
Tom, that is correct. They were Huvids. You see the problem there was, knowing full well who they were, where they came from, and knowing of the temptation of the opposition, it was a matter of obedience. The Huvids did not obey, and have not obeyed since, in spite of all the rituals, and continuous asking for the Almighty to intervene, and all the prayers being directed to the Almighty. Our elements within the Huvids understand is this pointless, for the Hebrews must take responsibility. But those higher elements, those of the Kabbalah, are not accepted by those who stay in the ritual. Ritual serves a purpose, but not to the exclusion of all other things. There is an error. They believe that they must study the word to the exclusion of all other things, for they feel that will be their connection, and some might not have understanding or compassion for others. They set themselves up on a pinnacle and they do not comprehend that, by doing that, they are putting themselves up there as a target for slaughter. Do you understand?
Irene, yes.
Tom, most of the civilized world contains these elements, for they have spread and multiplied across planet Earth.